Planning Commission. Okay. All right, first item on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next item on the agenda is approval of the November 1st, 2017 meeting minutes. So want to take a minute and go through that and see if there's any changes? Any questions or changes? Recommendations? Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second? Is there a second? Okay. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next item is public comments, and I believe we have John for public comments.
Good evening. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Distinguished commissioners. I don't see Mrs. Zelinski. Anyway, Ms. Avery, Mr. Batson, and Mr. Whitley, I just want to say, take my 2 minutes to say what an honor and pleasure it was to serve with you gentlemen and the ladies over the past 4 years, and the opportunity to be your chairman for two of that 4 years. It was a very enlightening experience, a very learning experience for me. I enjoyed our time together and certainly look forward to continuing our work with you through being a member of the council.
All right, well, thank you very much.
I know we didn't have a December meeting, so I didn't get to say goodbye.
You're still entitled to a minute and 15 minutes.
That's great. Well, thank you, John.
I yield the remainder of my time.
Yeah. Anybody else for public comments? Nope. Okay. Old business. We really don't have anything on the agenda for old business. Are we missing anything? Okay. Let's go to new business. There's two things on the agenda. Obviously, Chairman Ellen resigned effective December 7th, and we certainly appreciate his comments. And then, you know, once we fully staff the P&Z Commission, then we'll go ahead and have election of officers in February. Is there anything else on new business that I've missed here? Okay. Well, really, it looks like most of tonight will be on the candidate interviews. We've got 5 candidates here. I think everybody's had a chance to print off or look at the applications. I think what we've decided is that we'll go ahead and take folks in the order that they're on the agenda, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Probably the best thing is to have the person come up to the podium here and you know, maybe give a little introduction to themselves and why they're interested in being involved with the Kira Beach Planning and Zoning Commission, and then we can open up to questions here, and we'll just kind of go through all 5 if that's okay. Is that okay with the commission? Do it that way. Okay, so Dolores.
My name is Dolores Coe, and I go by D. I've been a property owner in Curry Beach for over 25 years, actually multiple property owners, so I have an extreme vested interest in how the town grows and the zoning and the regulations that guide us going forward. I'm interested in this, serve the community. I'm a community-based person. I volunteer for a lot of things on the island. I served on the Board of Adjustments for a little over 3 years, almost 4 years. So I'm pretty familiar with the regulations and the guidelines that go along with serving the community. I'm looking to not only serve for today, but also for the future, for my grandkids, someone else's kids going forward. So I want this community to grow judiciously, correctly, and not grow into something that will be sad 10 years from now.
Okay. All right. I believe we have a couple questions, and I think you've got a three different questions.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We
this
we, one or two.
You've got one or two. So let's maybe start here and then kind of move our way down. And I mean, there might be some duplicates, so we can move that way. So
this is one. When I came on, one of the questions that the council asked me is that your how do you view the height restriction?
That
how do you view that?
We have ordinances in place. We also have the military that has restrictions on us, so I have no objections to
you. Well, would you be in favor, would you look to be in favor of increasing it or keeping it as it is now?
As it is.
Okay. What do you see as the next priority for us?
I think the infrastructure for the town.
Okay.
There are, you know, our water, our sewers, our sidewalks are a dismal reflection of our beautiful town. There are multiple projects, nothing huge that I can foresee or that I'm aware of that the ordinary resident wouldn't see.
And what would you look to be future growth as far as the economic growth of the area?
Well, there's not a lot of room for economic growth as far as the business district is concerned. The height limit does restrict what the current few owners or couple owners, you know, with the property that they own here, they're unwilling to tear down and rebuild because there's no return on their investment. I understand it. I've been a business owner myself, and I own property. So, the economic growth is there, really. It's mostly in the property values that we have down here and perhaps new homes that are down here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I just kind of build on that real quick. Since you pointed out that the real economic growth is going to be in increasing the property values and the property values related to the, you know, particularly the residential, how would you, as a P&Z member, encourage the increase of property values?
I'm not for the increase in taxation, first of all, but I do believe that properties should be valued fairly. And along with that is the taxation that goes with it.
Okay. What do you think would increase property values, though? Is there anything we can do to increase your property value, my property value?
Well, quite honestly, from a business perspective, it's supply and demand. And we're getting to that point where the supply isn't there any longer. Mm. And there's going to be a shortage of houses on the ocean. And even two streets back, the property values will continue to increase, which will increase our tax base.
Okay.
How do you balance personal beliefs versus the law, zoning laws, whatever else? You really believe this should happen, but the law says something different. What do you do about it? Or how do you handle it?
Well, first of all, you have to understand my background. I have 25 years of HR experience. I've handled everything that you can ever imagine. The Me Too issue and everything else that goes along with it. When you're in that role, when you step back, you go along with what the guidelines are and then you do the right thing. My personal beliefs I leave at the door. I may believe strongly about something, but if it's not in the best interest of the community or if the residents aren't resonating, that's what they want. My personal beliefs don't matter.
Okay, just following that a little bit, let's suppose the residents are resonating, they want it, but the law says something different. How do you handle it?
Well, then the law is in place, you follow it, and then there are ways and means to change the guidelines or the laws that apply to it. There's a judicial system that's in place that people should follow.
Thank you.
Hey, Dee.
Hey.
So you're pretty good on your feet, and you have to be because you're going to get the questions first. Everyone else gets a chance.
Think about it.
Right. Which I find a little dismal.
Yeah, but you're doing great. I only have one question.
That's fine.
The best attribute that you believe a commissioner on this commission could have, the planning and zoning,
is to leave their beliefs at the door and work for the interests of the community.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you very much.
That's it.
That's it. That's pretty painless, huh? All right, Richard. So, and again, a little short introduction. I think this time we'll go ahead and start at this end and kind of work this way down in terms of questions. To kind of mix it up a little.
Rick McCricket, there is a typo. Oh. I've been used to that for many, many years, but this is one I'll have to add to my list at home. I've never seen that one. It's a C instead of an O. But good evening, everybody. Nice job, Steve.
Thank you. Very good.
My name is Rick. I've been a resident here for just over a year. We've had a home here for 16 years in Kiri Beach. My background from education, grew up in Chicago. We've been beach folks since the 70s, first Emerald Isle, with some rental properties there, and then investing in Kiri Beach back in 2002. My education background is civil engineering with an MBA also, master's in business. Fortunate to have retired 1 year ago from the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. That's the guys with the blimp. And after 43 years. So my experience there has been in engineering and in plant management. Interesting story for my wife Sue and I. In 43 years, we have moved 24 times in 8 countries with one wife.
It's worse than knowing.
She backs me up very, very well. Really, so that's the background. I've been looking for opportunities that continues to link engineering with volunteerism on a board like this, and wanting to do anything I can to help the town of Kiri Beach. It's very interesting. I have a small job in Carolina Beach right now, managing the facilities for the cabana right next door to the new hotel there. So, getting a different perspective now inside of Carolina Beach versus Kiri Beach that I didn't have before. You know, I understand about the issues of the different sizes of the two communities, but it's great that the two work together, you know, many of the guidelines and rules. Personally, would love to see a little more growth in our downtown. Concerned about green space as far as future developments, that we do maintain the proper green space and the culture of Kiri Beach. That's my background.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, Rick, you and I have very similar backgrounds, so it's interesting to hear where you're coming from. Same question as we asked as the ISD. What is the best attribute that you feel a commission on planning and zoning could have?
I have to double it, give you A and a B, okay? I think number one, being a good team player is very, very important. In other words, a board like this works with many other groups, particularly town council, would be my assumption. So working together with the whole community to make the right decisions going forward for the future. Second thing is, you need to be a good listener. Not just here at meetings, but around the town, to hear what the rest of the community is really interested in going forward.
Thank you for that.
Rick, I'm going to give you a supposition for now, hypothetical, because it would never happen in this town. Let's suppose for a minute that this commission thinks that some zone or some law is appropriate, and the town council thinks the exact opposite. How do you handle that?
Can you repeat the first part again?
Okay. There's a zoning law that the town wants changed, mm-hmm. and the commission itself feels it shouldn't be. How do you handle that?
Very interesting. I'm not familiar with the normal course of action with regards to how this group interacts with city council, for example, okay? But again, you have to have the perspective of the whole organization.
To give you a little bit of information, we are a volunteer group, and we recommend to the council have no powers more than that.
Okay.
If that helps you a little bit.
Okay. Hey, we've got to respect laws, and it's the responsibility of those within the community to change laws. So, yeah, I'm not sure that there must be conflicts like this on a regular basis, particularly from new developments, I would
imagine. This is hypothetical, it would never happen.
But
not in my memory, but it's fading as I talk.
But I go back to the first question. Listening, gathering of data, making the proper recommendations.
And I would also ask you the same question I asked Dee. How do you balance your personal beliefs with what the current rules and regulations are for zoning regulations?
I think the starting point for anybody on a committee is where we are today. Very, very important to understand the rules and regulations and respect them. So my personal beliefs would be to work with the rest of this committee moving forward, recommending changes, but with respect to the past also.
Thank you.
I have no questions.
All right. Well, I had the same three. Being here 16 years, you do know that you are aware of the building height restriction.
Yes.
Right? And would you in favor of keeping that?
Absolutely.
All right.
There's nothing like crossing the Kiri Beach line and bringing everything where it belongs.
That's an important part, that's for sure. Priorities, as you see, that the Planning and Zoning Board would be up against?
You know, I see a group of priorities in front of us. Number one is growth, but measured growth. And as you discussed earlier, you know, a lot of it is supply, demand, investment. The changes I've watched in our downtown area, I find very interesting. Seeing some of this many years ago now, but seeing some of the commercial buildings disappear and just end up as parking lots is a concern. Because I would like to see a little more growth for our central business district. I am also concerned about, as I mentioned earlier, green space, that we don't pave the remaining opportunities with concrete all over this island.
Okay, and you kind of answered your future growth already. So, but future growth, where do you see that coming from on the in Kiri Beach?
You know, it's a residential community.
Yeah.
Historically, that's what's brought all of us here, I think, in most cases. And I think it's continue that type of proper growth with good investments, architectural interest. I'm not familiar with the opportunities of new developments, if you will. I haven't had a chance to learn the agreements between us and Sunny Point, so I don't know what's going westbound, but would love to learn that. I've got to believe that there's got to be some opportunities there in the future for future growth.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Randy.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Randy McDillett. I live at 821 Crutter Court. I've been coming to the area for the last 12, 15 years. Been a homeowner here for 7 years, going on 7 years, and been a permanent resident here myself for the last 2 to 3 months. My wife's been pretty much a permanent resident out here for the last 7 years. I'm a graduate from Duke University, and I've been working in building construction and development ever since I graduated back in 1981. I've had the opportunity to work with numerous city councils, numerous planning and zoning boards, and municipalities throughout the southeast. And so, not that I understand everything that you do, but I do understand that it is a volunteer committee that does just make recommendations to the town council. I'm familiar with all sorts of commercial development as well as residential. Currently, I'm employed with a smaller general contractor than what I've worked with in the past, based on Newport News, that has an office here in Wilmington, W. Jordan Company. We do a lot of work at the university. We're currently doing the new Allied Science Building. Just finished the Embassy Suites Hotel downtown, working on several projects and doing new projects throughout the North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. So that's a little bit about myself. You know, as you said, it gets easier hearing the questions, but at the same time, it gets harder because you don't want to say ditto. And I didn't want to say I'm here because I want dogs on the beach, because nobody said they might not have a sense of humor.
April to October. October to April is fine. Yeah.
I strongly support the height limitations.
Okay.
I think it's wonderful.
Then the priority, the next priority. And look, to me, it's okay if you're going like, hey, I agree with them.
You know,
because when everybody's
had great, you know, things to say. We're all here for the same reason, right?
Yeah.
It's a great community. We love what the community has to offer. I agree. We've got wonderful green space. A lot of people don't realize, you know, we've got this Frisbee Golf Discourse. I mean, it's a great course, one of two on the island. We've got a wonderful little downtown that they developed with the outdoor amphitheater, so to speak. I would like to see us utilize these things more. I'd like to, you know, I don't know, not that it's ours, some planning zoning to do, but I'd like to see disc golf tournaments brought to town. I mean, you know, like I said, there's only two courses on the island, and I know there's events, and you know, it's a big deal. We've got a wonderful little dog park. You know, we've got a lot of amenities here that the city offers that would be nice to promote. I would like to see us use the downtown a little bit more, events, little festivals and all, to continue to bring people to the islands through the summertime. That just helps the local businesses. I know it's crowded, but that's part of living on an island. That, you know, I moved to Apex 35, 36 years ago. And everybody know in Apex, and everybody said, well, we don't want any more growth. Well, why did y'all move here? You know, there's living here, and there's a quality of life that we all wanted, and then you hear you want to shut it down for everybody else. I mean, there's quality of life here on the beach that we all want to have, but yet offering that opportunities helps the local businesses by bringing other people to the island and bringing that to the island.
You kind of answered both of those, so I was fine with the point. So.
I'll throw in kind of a different question. You know, the P&Z is, and like the Board of Adjustment, it's a little bit different than most volunteer committees because it is required by statute in the state of North Carolina. And, you know, we actually, to a very large extent, almost act like a staff in terms of writing ordinances and recommending ordinances. Ultimately, city or town council obviously has the, you know, final decision, these sort of things. But I always find it kind of interesting because it's planning and zoning, okay? And a lot of times people tend to think about, well, just zoning. But we're also a planning committee or commission. And how do you see planning as an important role for a P&Z? I mean, it's planning seems to have kind of more of a future orientation.
Yes. part of what, back to what I was saying at the beginning, part of what we need to do is to continue to look at how we can best utilize what little space we do have. And in doing so, we're doing it in order to serve the community, and we're doing it in order to serve the local businesses that are here. And what does that mean? Does that mean, do we need to look at reducing some of the green space? We might not want to. Does that mean that we need to look at reducing some of the parking to add more buildings? Do we need to look at, you know, opening up the park? I think we as a group have to plan. I very much like what you said. We have to listen to what the community wants. You know, we all sit around on Labor Day and hear all our neighbors. That's why I'm here, because I think it's important that you be part of a community rather than just sit around and talk about what's bad about the city or what's good about the city or what you don't like about the city. You need to be involved, you know, and not just be somebody that says, I don't like that they're doing this, and I don't like that we have this, and I don't like that we have that. We've got to help create the vision for where Curry Beach wants to be 25 years from now, not what we are today.
Okay.
And without putting that plan, and it's long-range planning as well as short-term. But to me, it's more about the long-range plan, because that's where we get ourselves into trouble in the cities when we don't do proper long-range planning, we think, just for short-term.
Okay, Bill?
I'm good.
Yep. And I am going to mix up the questions.
Okay.
If I was to ask your spouse, best friend, pastor, what would they say you're best known for professionally?
Yes, my pastor, he would probably tell you I'm best known for my passion for excellence. And my passion for
say, I don't have a pastor hat here yet. We haven't been involved in the churches. We've been visiting quite a few over the years. A lot of pastors have changed. Yes, my wife, she would probably tell you that I was a good husband, and more important, a better father in raising my three boys. I've done a great job there. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Robert.
Because this is Jeopardy, I have to give
this a question. And we're going to start switching up the questions now, I think. So.
My name is Robert Young. My wife is Patricia. We bought down here in December 2009. And I've been a board member of the Covey Beach Village HOA. And we've addressed a lot of problems going back and forth working with the community and to resolve these problems. So with that good enough information on that, I've also been head of the Architectural Review Board. I headed that up, revised all the standards, then bring them up to date, and kept them in line with what's going on in the state and the HOA county, to make sure that all our standards for the buildings and homeowners and stuff like that, had a good relationship with John Benson. And we made it with the few limited spaces we have to make sure that no problems would incur to the residing neighbors on either side or in back of them. I'm a graduate of North Shore College in New England. My degree is in electromechanical technology. And I served 24 years on the Transit Authority in Boston. My main thing was I was a what they call a track foreman. We did all the major repairs and design implications. After I retired early, I worked for a major publishing company, and I was head of inventory. I was an inventory control coordinator, and I saw the growth there. We worked with five warehouses, and we did what they call cycle counting, and that's a continual inventory, so we keep track of what's going on. My wife and I moved down here. We looked, first of all, in Carolina Beach, and nothing seemed to really resonate with us. And we opened up, said we have one more opening down here in Cody Beach. And we drove down here with the realtor, and as we made our turn to Covey Village Way, there was a school bus there, and my wife said, "That's a good sign." since then, we bought there. We did the house over. And, so basically, I'm open to your questions.
John, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, Robert, it's the same question that I just asked. If I was to ask your spouse, best friend, pastor, what you're best known for professionally, what would you say? What would they say?
Jokingly, my wife has a sticker on the refrigerator that says, "I don't have all the answers, but I'm never wrong." I think it's a hard question to say your own personal opinion, but I'm very open to working with the public. I think that's what my wife, my pastor, and my neighbors would say, that I feel that in a neighborhood like that, we live in Newport Beach, that coming from where I come up north, relationships like that are very shallow. But down here, I see that people work together. Whether somebody's got a problem, people pitch in. And that's what I'm very good at doing that. And I think that's what our pastor would say, because I'm always open to listen to what people have to say and see how I can work out and help them out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
First question, tell me about working in the ferry division.
Oh, yes, that's one thing. When I come down here, we did a lot of work on the house to bring it up to our standards, what we wanted and everything. And so my wife got a job as an accountant in our HOA. And so she went to work, and we sat home doing a little of this and a little of that. She said, "You need to get a job." So I applied for the ferry division. I had some background in security. And for 4 years, I was head of security down at Fort Fisher.
The head of it?
Well, down at Fort Fisher, I was in charge of all the security. And I worked together with Homeland Security, DEA, the Police Department, and to upgrade all our standards as far as what's going on around the world and how it impacts us and everything, so make sure that everything we did would not incur any problems down here. And so I did that for 4 years.
What would Eddie Goodwin say about your job?
What's that?
What would Eddie Goodwin say about the work you did there? You know who Eddie is?
I know my supervisor manager.
Okay, Eddie was in charge for the state. I'm just curious if you ever met him.
No.
Okay.
No.
Moving along, question nobody's asked. What's your feeling about addressing the parking issue?
Oh, I was going to ask that.
I'm sorry.
You took it from me. I scratched it off.
That was one of my questionnaire. How do you work with the council to be open with that? I would have to be, because I know a lot of residents are very pro and con about the parking issue. Somewhat, at least the parking, which I understand we have a problem with. But we face that down in Covey Village, and as far as the parking. And because more people coming into our community, not like I am, I'm retired, and that we don't have a big family. And I'm seeing the growth of families coming in here. Now we have 2, 3, 4 vehicles. They have 2 kids that are still living with them, going to college. And so where do you put all these vehicles? And so we've been trying to address that on the board. And it's a full-time issue. And I know downtown here that you have an increase during the summertime. You have all these people coming in because they like to come down to the environment we have here. Where do you place all these vehicles? And I see there's a couple of spots where they've been putting vehicles and like that. And so I would be very open to be able to work on the planning and zoning board with the town council, and also to be open to listen to what the people have to say about this too. I mean, we can't be making decisions on something like this without having input coming from the community. And so to be that open to work the situation, how can we accomplish it without offending? And I'm sure you probably will offend some people. And that to be able to come and get to a good point, because I understand with the Curry Village right now, we have a limited amount of open spaces. And I understand for building purposes here. So once you fulfill that commitment of housing in the open spots, how do you accommodate all these vehicles and to be able to work together and find a solution that's best for the town?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and ask another question about the planning of the P&Z. And the first I was going to ask, what do you think about parking? But that was already taken. So what I'm going to ask is that if parking represents a kind of a major issue that council may ask us to look at, what would be another issue that you think we need to address from a planning perspective other than parking?
Okay, I saw what happened down at the backside of Settlers Lane with the drainage problem. So infrastructure is a big thing. And infrastructure is not just paving roads and drainage lines and sewer lines and everything. That's infrastructure has a lot to do with buildings and everything like that, playgrounds, swimming pools, and stuff like that. I would be open to realize, one, that if we don't have the communication to be able to hear what people are saying about this, then how can you really come about a good decision like that? So, and once that decision is made, then to be able to, with the existing plan and the zoning laws, how does that fit into the scope of things? Is there a wiggle room to be able to say, we need to update this? And then working with the planning and zoning board to say yes. Maybe there is a change that we have to do. I mean, laws become antiquated, and you have to look at those laws and say, does it fit into the scope of the 21st century that we're working in right now? And can that change be effective? Appease the problem that's been presented either by the town, the town council, or the residents.
The same three I had before, I guess I'm not the, but the height, building height?
I would keep it the same.
Yeah. I keep asking that question because I think there's going to be pressure as, let's say, the population starts coming here, that the business community is going to start putting a lot of pressure on the planning zoning board to expand the hotel. So that's one of the reasons I want to get everybody's on the record of what they're saying on that. You know, and you kind of mentioned priority already with his, so, and the future growth you kind of answered with Craig also, so I'm fine with those.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen. And Retha.
Yes. I don't know if this is a good or bad position.
My name is Rita Deaton. I'm a graduate of Wake Forest University with a degree in math. I've bought property in Cherry Beach in 2012 after the death of my husband. I needed to get away from my small town in which I lived. And I became a full-time resident in January of 2014. During my work life, I spent the first 15 years as an outside plan engineer. So I am quite familiar with infrastructure and all of the conflicts that can occur when you're trying to put things in the ground. And also rights of way and all those kinds of issues that you encounter. I contended with a short brief period of desktop support to keep a job during reorganizations. And then I landed in a position where I was doing data analysis and strategic planning for our call centers. And this is all within a company that began as Carolina Telephone. So if you travel up the road just a little bit, you will run into one of our old territories. And by the time I left, the company was Embark, and it is now CenturyLink. I'm a born and bred resident of Tarboro, North Carolina. It's a small town between Rocky Mount and Greenville. A fairly depressed town, unfortunately, because in 1996, the telephone company moved its executives to Wake Forest, North Carolina. And then we hit 2001 and other economic downturns. And so the town has not grown. But back in the 90s, when we were growing and it was a good by the community, I worked on the planning board for 12 years, the last 8 of which I was the chairperson. Some of the things that we did during my tenure, we had to rewrite all of our unified development ordinances. We had, after Hurricane Floyd, we had to rewrite ordinances for buildings to have clearance for floodwaters. Unfortunately, we didn't get it quite right because in this last Hurricane Matthew, these same areas, unfortunately, were flooded again. The most controversial item that came before the Planning and Zoning Board during my tenure was a request to convert what had been a private alcohol and substance abuse facility into a part of the Department of Prisons in North Carolina. It would house approximately 90, I'm going to call them residents and not inmates. They were all women. They were given training. They were placed in work positions in the community. And while I was unable to volunteer there because of my work schedule and my travel with work, it was a win-win situation for our community. First of all, we took a facility that was going to just sit and rot, because remember, at some point in time, insurance companies quit paying 50% of the cost of someone's residents at a substance or alcohol abuse recovery center. And so the building lay dormant for at least a year, maybe longer. And so this was a win-win situation. We had people that volunteered. We had these women out of communities. I got to meet them through Rotary. Unfortunately, even though the success of the program, the Department of Prisons decided in cost-cutting measures that that facility should be closed, and it is now a charter school. But having to meet with residents in the area, legal restraints, departments of prison, we had some lengthy meetings and public hearings with regard to getting that to work.
Okay. All right. I think it's your turn to start. Time.
Well, I'm sure that 30-foot the building restrictions are going to be like everybody else here. We want to keep it.
I want to keep
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all right.
It's part of our community.
It is. It is. And it's, like I said, I see it coming under attack eventually. So I'm glad to hear that. Next priorities, and you can put them both together, next priority and growth, what you see.
Priorities for me, because we have a goodly number of retirees in this community, are recreation facilities. We're very short. I'd like a bike path. I'm a little concerned about riding my bike outside Curie Beach Village and Beach Walk. And even then, I choose my time. If I head towards Carolina Beach, I have sections where I walk my bike. I'm just not comfortable. We need a bike path. I know there, in the past there have been some discussion about perchance using part of the federal buffer zone for a bike path, much like is going on in Carolina Beach. My other private project, and of course this is the costly enough we would have to partner with Carolina Beach, is to have an indoor pool facility. I waste an hour of my day three or four times a week traveling up to the YWCA. And for me, swimming is the best exercise that you can possibly get. Right now, you can walk, you can jog, you can put your life at risk and ride your bike. And they're really limited as to, you know, what we can do. Fortunately, we have great weather from May to late September, you know, so we have a plethora of outdoor pools, and we also get advantage of that. Forward planning beyond that is we have a finite resource here, this mound of sand that we call our home. We're surrounded by an ocean that can create lots of problems, and a river, and then we have a third barrier, which is the Sunny Point buffer zone, and how to take into account all these environmental influences plus the federal influences. I think that's going to be a long-term planning option, and that's going to drive how we can grow. Can we take advantage of some of that property?
Okay. You had mentioned that you've already served on a P&Z in another town. What skills did you learn from your experience there that you think you could bring to this P&Z?
The first one is to do your homework, particularly when someone is asking for variance in the current zoning. Go by the area. Go look at it. Ride around the neighborhood or around the business development, whatever it is. Talk to people. Listen to them. Get your book out and read the ordinances and make sure you thoroughly understand them as it impacts a given situation.
I'm okay.
Okay, John.
I got the last question tonight. Let's just make it easy. Your best attribute. What do you think you could bring to this commission?
I'm a very detail-oriented person. One of my managers in my work life with a phone company, every time we had a problem, she was in Kansas City. City and I was in trouble. And she'd say, I think this is the problem. Find out what the real problem is and recommend solutions. So I'm a problem solver.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's it. Let me just take a couple minutes and explain the process. Just like any planning and zoning commission, ultimately the final decision is the town council in terms of their appointment. I think that's absolutely critical because I think it's a very important part of the town council's process that they do appoint who they want to have on the P&Z so they have the faith and respect of the P&Z when we make recommendations to the town council. I think that's absolutely critical. This time, though, they did ask us to interview. That's why we're here today, and to make a recommendation. Now, we haven't quite decided how we're going to make a recommendation, but ultimately the recommendation will be made to the town council, and the town council can then decide if they want to interview you again or whatever that they want to do. And that's certainly up to the town council. I don't know, have you guys decided how you want to do this?
Have we made a final decision yet? Have we, Nancy?
About how?
Everybody's on the January 22nd council meeting to be interviewed.
Okay, so you will go through an interview process then. Okay, so... what we're going to do is probably make a recommendation, and then it looks out they're going to go ahead and interview you also. So I'm going to ask the our attorney a question here because the P&Z is covered under state statutes in terms of open discussions and so forth. Can we have an executive session to talk about this, or do we need to talk about this in public?
You can utilize the personnel exception.
Okay. All right. So. If that is okay with people, I think what we want to do is utilize that and go into an executive session and talk about this.
You have to cite the subsection, and I don't have that statute in front of me.
143.
It's 143-318.11, but I don't have the subsection.
Yeah, what she said, I move.
What that A or B? Well, while they're doing that, I want to thank all you all for coming.
Yes, oh, absolutely,
going through this, I really appreciate it. I know it's nice to see this much interest from the town on these spots. I know when Bill and I did it, we were the only ones there, so it's nice to see that people are now interested in looking at getting involved in this. We really appreciate it.
Great, okay. So what's...
Chairman, it's... General Statute 143-318.11A6.
So cited. Okay, so cited.
And it is for one permanent position and one alternate
We have one permanent position and one alternate position. And the alternate position is if somebody leaves, then the alternate position... In fact, that's exactly what happened with John there. Yeah. So it's an automatic appointment onto the permanent position. Then.
No voting rights until something happens.
I just have one question. I spoke to
sure.
Nancy about this. For the town council interview, how they process it, I'm going to be in New Hampshire that week, and so I won't be able to interface with the town council on this one. And she said, well, it's something she'll notify the town council, and maybe I can have a one-on-one with the town council and stuff like that. I apologize for that, but this is...
No, I understand. Life happens. I can get some feedback on that. And let me see. Your phone number is on this application, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I can send an email out to council, and I can call you tomorrow or Friday.
Oh, sure.
Just know the best way that we can proceed forward and get a consensus right now.
Okay, thank you.
That's the trouble.
Okay. Are there any other questions before we retire to executive session here? Anything else? Okay, well, thank you. I mean, we're probably...
I made that motion.
Oh, okay, we have a motion, a second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll...
Yeah. Shake hands.
Thank you.
Take them.
Take them.
Need a motion to return to open session.
Okay, that motion's been made. Second. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I will make a motion that we recommend to town council that Retha Denton be the permanent member of the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission, and that Robert Young be the alternate, and that we recognize that all five candidates are qualified. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. No. Any opposed? Nope.
I'm sorry, was that Bill and John?
All right, member items. Any member items? No? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. I will be at the council meeting. I haven't checked my calendar, but if I can't do it, can somebody?
What day is it?
I don't know.
Monday, the
22nd. Monday the 22nd? Okay.
Otherwise,
I mean, I should be able to be there, but...